That's a little better. Anyway. We'll start this right here. Those of you who just joined us missed 10 minutes of tuning this guitar. This is a song from a long time ago. It's from a CD called When the Wine Was Better Than Ever Again, and I'm wondering if I could change it into a duet. Change a few of the words around and have a male do one voice and a female do the other voice. See if it can be a talking back and forth where they kind of join at the end. So I'm going to try this. It's called Eventually the Clock Winds Down to You.
Well, eventually the clock winds down to you. The increments of time are rare and few. The cost of doing business with your soul can turn the frozen night into a hole, where time does not exist or tick away, and the weaker minds are tempted to convey the feelings that we shared that never grew. And eventually the clock winds down to you. And eventually the clock stops on your tears, a place where tender fantasy appears, exhausting every pulse inside your wrist before it has a chance to know it's missed. When time becomes a picture or a sight, reflected in a blushing glass of wine, my heart is deep red, painted black and blue. And eventually the clock winds down to you. Oh. Eventually the clock gets hands of lead. What once moved on eternal now is dead. It tears the naked laughter from your lips, and it stains my cold and calloused fingertips. The wisdom that ran strangled and confused throughout the strange devices that we use. Now there's nothing left to question or work through, because eventually the clock winds down. For years now we've been parted like that biblical Red Sea, and I feel okay, but await the day when eventually the clock winds down to me. Winds down to me.
Okay, I haven't played that in a good long time, and that's probably the best of the six different takes that I've done. Have a good week. I'm going to try to take a day off tomorrow. We'll see what happens. This is the consummate blues song. It was about 18 years ago now that I got some books from the library on blues because I wanted to know how I was supposed to feel. And just recently my father had died. My wife and I had split up. My girlfriend had left me. And I dropped out of school. So I thought I should be into the blues. Then I came up with this line that I thought, this has to be the ultimate blues song. And that was this. It was...
You must be the best thing that I ever had. Because I can't remember ever feeling this bad.
Anyway, the song didn't end up sounding like that, but I thought that epitomizes the blues. Because the blues is, in my mind anyway, it means that what makes you feel the best is really the worst for you. And I hardly ever play this song anymore, but I used to play it a lot on John Hart's porch at 3 o'clock in the morning until the cops came. That was after closing and locking up the university pub.
Well, I wake up in the morning, coughing mucus from my lungs. I stumble to the bathroom. Just constantly runs. No, I can't remember ever feeling this bad. Well, it must be your best thing that I ever had. See the doctor, said, boy, you're gonna die if you don't stop smoking cigarettes, drinking beer, and getting high. I can't remember ever feeling this bad. Must be all the best thing. See you, but I gotta close one eye every time you're walking. You wanna make me cry. Oh no, honey, you must be the best thing that I ever had. Cause I can't remember. other hand. But still I wake up in the morning, coughing mucus from my lungs. I still stumble to the bathroom, and my nose still constantly runs. Oh, I can't remember how I'm feeling this bad. Guess I always have. Oh, honey, it must be you're the best thing that I ever had.
Okay, that's a Sunday night.